Monday check.
So we can go back to sleep now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Cool.
That's it.
See you guys tomorrow. You're not.
No, I'm not serious. I'm sorry. You have to stay.
I seriously want to cry right now.
Why?
Because you just said we could.
I lied. That's how I do.
Revelations says that you can't do that.
Isn't it just Revelation?
It's everywhere, but you know, it's just, there's that one song, and I'm really tired, and it's in the Revelation somewhere. 21:8? Okay. It's a Revelation, 21:8, 20:8. Liars go to hell, liars go to hell.
Wow. Wow.
I totally derailed you. Good morning.
No, just tell me that wasn't a song you sang as a child.
No.
Okay,
I learned this a year ago.
Okay.
I think little children sing it now.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just kidding. Yes, okay. I'm kidding you.
I'm like, dude.
I'm kidding you.
Dude.
Right?
That's messed up, bro.
For real.
I mean, our kids need to know, but that song's just messed up.
I know. I agree.
Welcome to Monday, Steve-O and Mitch.
Fun day Monday.
It is. We have a lot planned for today. Steven from Anchor and Braille / Amberlin.
Hey, Steven.
Going to be on the show today.
He'll be here.
He will. What?
I'm just really upset with myself right now.
Why?
Because I woke up at 5:58.
We need to talk about this.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm real. Why? Why are you so upset that I'm going to talk about this?
I'm not upset you're going to talk. I'm just trying to think of music to play in the background while you do this.
I'm delirious right now.
So.
Is there anything you play?
Delirious music?
Yeah.
Like actual delirious? Like the band?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we don't have to talk about it.
Okay.
But
let's talk about it. You can rant as much as you want. As long as the music is playing. You ready? Set,
yeah.
Go.
I was supposed to get up and take a shower, and I had a good thing planned for this morning, and I woke up at 5:58, and we all know I'm supposed to be here before that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing I did when I get up was freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm just really upset because I didn't have time to get ready. I didn't have time to shower, so now I probably smell disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And cool. And now I'm just here, and I'm upset. The end.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done. I'll give you the... That's good.
Oh!
You did it.
Okay.
In the right amount of time.
That's a lot of clapping.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Extra clapping for you this morning. Extra clapping. This is how I'm feeling.
Congratulations. You're the winner.
That's right. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
So excited.
Thank you.
So you were supposed to get up, but it was one of those days where the alarm went off and you... What? Why? Did the alarm not go off?
The alarm went off.
Turned it off?
I guess I was having a dream where that was like the game. Turn off the alarm and go back to sleep. It was like part of a game in my dream.
Nice.
So
nicely done.
I incorporated it into my sleep and made it work.
Ah, yes.
And so now I'm here, but... I feel a little weird.
It's all good.
I don't know if that needs a high five.
No, you're here.
Yeah.
It's good.
Sorry.
It's a big day. It's Monday.
You were talking about Steven from Amberlin.
Yeah, cover to cover today. We're going to be doing the brand new Anchor and Braille record, and Steven going to be on the show hanging out with us to talk about that. That's not until the 9 o'clock hour, but I promise you, still going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And, you know, games, stuff to give away today.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We have a lot to talk about, so.
We do have a lot to talk about. Big day, and we'll get to our first issue of the day.
Okay.
Right after this. I don't know.
Okay.
I've just always wanted to say that. Like it's a reality show.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Wow.
See?
Yes.
Yeah.
Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The daylights. I hope this gets to you right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like I'm still losing my voice.
Maybe you're just getting it back?
Maybe.
Did it take all weekend to recover?
Yes.
I guess it's nice to have the weekend then.
Yeah. And no children.
Oh.
All weekend.
Where'd they go?
Chrissy's parents.
Oh.
Chrissy's dad's birthday is today, and that's what he wanted for his birthday, was to spend the weekend with his grandchildren.
Aww.
I can't imagine anybody wanting that. I wouldn't wish that upon... I'm just kidding.
I'm like, wow, stop there. No, really, stop.
Yeah, so it was an amazing, refreshing weekend.
That is good.
Yeah, man.
I'm a girl.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, we got to talk about something serious.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always hate this because I never know how to...
What do we...
start. So I'm going to kill that right there. The music.
Cool. That works.
So check it out. You have not heard about this.
No.
Okay. In fact, I started to talk to you about it and you're like, what?
Yeah.
It didn't get a lot of attention, which is kind of sad because recently in Colorado, during the midnight premiere of Batman...
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises. That one.
Mm-hmm.
A gunman opened fire in a movie theater, and it gained national attention immediately.
Yep.
And this happened yesterday. I got home yesterday, turned on the computer, and it had just happened so much so that reports were still coming in. But then it kind of just became lost in the Olympics.
Fizzled away.
Which is really sad.
Wow.
Seriously.
Yeah.
An unidentified gunman killed six people at a Sikh temple in Milwaukee on Sunday in a rampage that left some terrified, hiding in closets, others texting friends for help. The suspect was shot and killed outside the temple in a shootout with the police officers. But, man, when I jumped online yesterday, all I saw was shooter, you know, in the temple. They didn't even have the number of people yet. Who had been shot and or killed. There were hostages. I mean, it was this gnarly situation.
Yeah.
He killed four inside the temple, two outside. I guess he didn't speak. He just walked in the temple and began shooting. And the worshipers said they had never seen him before. And during the few hours after first shots were fired, police in tactical gear and carrying assault rifles surrounded the Sikh temple of Wisconsin with armored vehicles and ambulances. One of the first officers to respond to the 911 call seeking help was shot several times as he tended to a wounded victim. He was in critical condition along with two other victims Sunday night. Police said the officer was expected to survive, but when he arrived at the temple... He's a 20-year veteran with tactical experience. He tended to a victim outside. The gunman started shooting, hit him a few times, and a second officer then exchanged gunfire with the suspect, who was then fatally shot. Mm-hmm. But, of course, information still coming through. But, yeah, six people. And when I was talking to you about it this morning, you and I both aren't super familiar.
Right.
With the Sikh religion in general. Unfortunately, reading about this, the gunman had a 911 or a 911 tattoo.
Yeah.
White male. And unfortunately, nine times out of 10, the Sikhs...
Are mistaken
for Muslims. Yeah. And Sikhism is a monotheistic faith founded more than 500 years ago in South Asia. It has roughly 27 million followers worldwide. Observant Sikhs do not cut their hair. Male followers often cover their heads with turbans, which are considered sacred, and refrain from shaving their beards. Roughly 500,000 Sikhs live in the United States. The majority worldwide actually live in India. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, a gunman opened fire. Killing six. He was then taken down by the police, and so
he made seven.
Yeah, he made seven, and so four inside, two outside, and the gunman himself. So, yeah, there's an Albuquerque temple founded in 2005. There's a temple in Española as well.
I didn't know that.
Santa Fe. So, looking at it locally, we do have a couple. When I went to NIMI in Roswell, that's the first time I had ever even seen a Sikh, and I didn't understand it. The religion, I didn't understand why they were wearing the turbans, you know. And so, because there was quite a few, actually, at NIMI. And so, yeah. And so, if you hadn't heard, it's unbelievable to me. It is front page on the journal today.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy is, yeah, the Olympics really kind of overtook everything, and... there are still seven dead in this temple shooting.
Yeah.
You know, seven including the gunman. So it didn't get a lot of attention, though. So
yeah, I just think that's weird because, you know, I heard about the shootings pretty quickly in Aurora.
In the theater, yeah.
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 But this... I don't even... Did this happen yesterday?
Happened yesterday about 10:30 a.m.
A.m.
Yeah, 10:30 a.m.
It's almost
yesterday.
Been 24 hours.
Yeah, and still not a whole lot. It's, yeah, hasn't gained a lot of attention in the media. It was on Yahoo, but I mean, there's Olympic coverage everywhere, and then there was this little one line that said, breaking news, you know?
Oh.
And so it became a news article after that, but again, it got lost in the shuffle of, hey, Usain Bolt got his Olympic record, and... You know,
yeah.
The Mars rover landed on Mars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is news and what is considered news and what is more important is an interesting commentary to look at because this happened in Milwaukee. It happened right here on U.S. soil.
Mm-hmm.
Gunman was a white male, walked into a Sikh temple, seven dead as a result of it, and yet not a lot of media coverage.
Yeah.
So all the details, I'm sure, Yahoo News, it's front page of the Journal, you can check it out, but somehow, some way, it didn't get a whole lot of media attention.
Yeah.
So be praying for the families, the victims' families. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Tragedy in Milwaukee. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Thrice from their Beggar CD, one of my absolute favorites. The song's called All the World is Mad, and sadly, is the case.
It's true.
It is true.
All the world is mad.
So, yeah, it's only been a few weeks since the shooting in Aurora.
It's crazy.
And sadly, this morning, we're reporting on another mass shooting in this country. Around 10:15 a.m. yesterday, a man opened fire at a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. He killed six people, injured three critically, and it's been classified as an act of domestic terrorism.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the three wounded was an officer who reported to the scene the gunman ambushed and shot him, but the officer returned fire and killed the gunman. The gunman was killed, but the police officer... hospitalized, expected to survive. So be praying for that officer, who is now classified as critical condition.
Yeah.
The names of the victims and the shooter haven't officially been released, and the FBI will be releasing more information today. But some details and rumors are leaking out. Supposedly the shooter, bald, white, in his 40s, sporting a 9/11 tattoo on one arm. And the rumor is he might be a white supremacist. Of course, this is speculation. Nothing has been confirmed yet as of Sunday night. We do know that it was a white male, bald. That we do know.
Yeah.
But for those who aren't familiar, Sikhism originated in South Asia, has more than 27 million members.
That's crazy.
Yeah, mostly in India.
Okay.
Sikhs share some traditions of other Indian religions like Hinduism and Buddhism, including the idea of karma, but Sikhs are not Muslim and not from the Middle East.
But easily confused because we we think like if they have like a turban or a wrap on,
right,
that they're Muslim.
Exactly. And unfortunately, speculation is that was the case. This guy, you know, white supremacist.
Man.
Right.
It's messed up to do that anyway, but he got it wrong.
In his ignorance, yeah, still got it wrong. Nobody had seen him before in that area, and so, I don't know. The FBI, like I said, is limiting information. It's been classified as an act of domestic terrorism, but seven dead, including the shooter, so six from his hands, and then the shooter himself gunned down by a police officer that he had ambushed and shot.
Yeah.
So be praying for the police officer, the two others that are also in critical condition, and for the families of the victims.
That's terrible.
Twice. Two times we have to report on this.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know what to do because it's crazy.
Yeah.
We talked about...
Well, I mean, it is.
Yeah. With the Aurora shootings, We talked about it the entire show. Like,
yeah,
and we got more information, too.
Right. And it was happening as the show was going on. But 505-338-3700, the phone number, if for some reason you would like to chime in. But, yeah, twice in what has it been, less than a month?
Yeah, less than a month.
That we have had to report a shooting on U.S. soil. And so, yeah, it's kind of taken a back burner, which is weird this time.
To the Olympics.
To the Olympics, to the Mars rover landing. By the way, the Mars rover landed on Mars.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. That was happening.
That's
the
not
Olympics
even,
are happening.
That's out of this world.
Oh, man.
Do you like that?
So bad. But the sad reality is people didn't want to hear about the shootings. They wanted to hear about the Olympics, about the Mars rover, and this shooting kind of took a back seat. Seven people are dead.
I'm not glad that this happened, but it's good to know that real life still does exist. Because everyone's just talking about the Olympics.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched anything.
Yeah.
I haven't even watched the opening ceremony.
Wow.
I know.
We will, of course, talk about that at some point today because lots happening there as well.
That's what I hear. I don't know.
We got a lot to talk about today, including one gentleman who found himself in jail for hosting a Bible study. So we'll talk about that coming up. We'll talk about some of the repercussions of the Chick-fil-A protests over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, there were people losing their jobs over it. Some crazy stuff happened this weekend.
Crazy.
So we'll talk all about that as well. It's just before 7 o'clock. And coming right back, we've got some Fiction Family as well as the Devious Means. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to Monday.
Monday, Monday.
And oh, it's a Monday.
Definitely is.
Hey, don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, cover to cover, we're going to be playing the brand new Anchor and Braille record.
Yeah, I didn't even have to put like a request thing.
No, the quiet life.
We have it.
Yeah. And going to be talking with Steven.
That's exciting.
Steven Christian, frontman of Anchor and Braille in Amberlin. About the new record, and speaking of new records, October, not August, it is August.
It is.
October 16th, new Amberlin.
That's exciting.
It's announced, it's called Vital, and it's brilliant.
October 16th.
So I've heard.
So you've heard. You wouldn't know like any firsthand experience of whether or not it's...
because it's way good. Not, it's definitely not out yet.
And so. It's not, it's like, why would they keep, not? Why would they release it October 16th if it's like already done, you know?
Yeah, right.
Why wouldn't they just release it tomorrow?
Right, exactly.
On Tuesday.
Speaking of releasing things.
Yeah.
I know, have you ever been to a Harvest Crusade?
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
I know it's like a big deal.
They are
it's a
really
big
deals.
Like, and they're usually at Angel Stadium. I've always wanted to go.
With Greg Laurie, right?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
With Pastor Greg Laurie and, you know, POD this last year. They've had Reliant K in the past, some cool bands, and Greg Laurie brings it. And Levi Lesko's part of them. Something very, very cool happening if you've ever wanted to attend a Harvest Crusade but have not had the cash to throw down to go all the way to SoCal.
Yeah.
Good news. Harvest America. It's coming up. Greg Laurie is actually urging Christians to preach the gospel at this rally. In fact, all the details, harvestamerica.com. But Pastor Skip Heitz is going to be hosting one here on the Calvary campus.
Yeah.
And so 900 churches getting involved in this thing. So if you don't live near us, then don't worry about it. In fact, according to this new updated story, it says more than 1,400 churches and venues hosted by Christian leaders plan to carry the first of its kind outreach event on August 26th. And this is a quote from Greg Laurie. God can use you to bring other people to Jesus. Otherwise, Jesus would not have given us the Great Commission, as we call it. It's to go out to all the world and preach the gospel. In the original language, it was given to everyone. Go.
Hey.
Go. Yeah. So, event organizers plan to use satellite and online streaming to broadcast a live event from Angel Stadium.
What?
I know. Oh, I wish I could be there. But I can be here, so that's cool enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, harvestamerica.com for all the details, but Greg Laurie urging Christians, man, get out there, preach the gospel, and obviously he's going to talk about what that means and how to do that, but there are many different ways to see the gospel. I feel like we've been seeing it a lot lately in the media.
We have, actually. Chick-fil-A has done, like, an amazing job. They made their statement, and they stuck to their guns. They stuck to it. So
it's been crazy, though, like, to see the response, you know, out there. And even just here, you know, picking up our kiddos, they happened to be there. And the protesters.
Outside.
And And, of course, this last Friday was the same-sex kissing, kiss-in or whatever to try and, you know, make out at a Chick-fil-A.
Well, yeah, the activists were encouraged. They encouraged same-sex couples to go in, sit in, and document what they're doing. But this past weekend, I think it was Friday, they were, they were bullied. The people who worked at Chick-fil-A, they've been bullied.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm being bullied right now. Bullied!
About what?
Well, I mentioned the Angels and Angel Stadium, and the bully known as Stever just brought in an article from the White Sox because they destroyed us over the weekend.
That doesn't matter.
We took one of three.
That's okay. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the Harvest Crusade isn't happening at the White Sox Stadium. It's happening at the Angel Stadium.
That's right.
So,
yeah, ministry is actually happening at Angel Stadium, unlike Chicago, which usually it's just, you know, people getting loud and stupid and drunk because it's Chicago.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But this is the Angels. The Angels.
So, anyways.
Anyway.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A's had to deal with some backlash and a lot of it, actually. And I don't know if you saw the video, but I saw the video of the dude driving up to the drive-thru.
I didn't see this.
All he did was order some water because he didn't want to support them. And he bullied the girl at the counter. And she was nice as can be. And he filmed it all. And
why would you film? I don't get that.
Yeah, his name was Adam Smith. He was then, at that time, the CFO of a medical supply firm. And he decided to post a video berating a Chick-fil-A worker at the drive-thru in Tucson, Arizona, who said he just couldn't stand all the hate and he doesn't eat hate chicken. And
which is hilarious because I think more often than not, that's what I keep hearing is that all this hate is they are like throwing things and screaming and
Yeah, he told the employee who gives him a free water. That's all he ordered was a free water and she wishes him a nice day. He says, "I don't know how you live with yourself and work here. I don't understand it. This is a horrible corporation with horrible values. You deserve better." And then he goes on to say that he's heterosexual. He claims that there's no gay in him, which is what he says.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said that he's glad that he was able to take this water and this cup, hoping that it took a few cents away from the company because he doesn't want to support them.
Wow.
But as I said, he was then at that time the CFO of a medical supply firm. I say that because since then he's been fired. And the medical supply firm said that they don't tolerate stuff like that. That's bullying.
Extra claps. Yeah, dude, it's lame. I read the story, but I hadn't seen the video of this dude.
It's intense.
I don't understand why you would want to videotape yourself just ripping some poor teenager who's like, can we help you?
Yeah, and she didn't give her side her opinion. She said, "You know what, my personal beliefs belong out of the workplace."
Yeah.
And that's what she said and she did a good job. Like, she said, "I feel uncomfortable that you're taping me," but she kept cool the entire time.
Which is great. It's been awesome. We got an email, actually, on Friday. And I forwarded it to myself. I'm going to have to get it, or you can find it. But it was a story of what happened at one of the Chick-fil-A's that one of our listeners was at. In fact, if you'd like to chime in on the conversation, 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But we received an email from a listener last week telling the story about how basically they were at this Chick-fil-A and there was angry protesters outside. And here, I'm going to dig it up.
Did you find it? I can't find it.
You can't find it?
I think it was deleted from this side because did you delete it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have done that by accident.
Never would have done that. It says, I found it, by the way.
Okay, cool.
Thanks to Amy, who sent this in. Went to Chick-fil-A on San Pedro. And the amount of people there was insane. I've never seen so many people at a fast food place in my life. While standing in line outside the building, I met a protester against the company. I calmly talked to him, and he started to get really shaky from not eating all day. Of course, there are plenty of places for him to eat on San Pedro if he didn't want to eat at Chick-fil-A. But he had to sit down. I told him I'd give him my spot out of line so that he could go get something to drink and a bite to eat. He started to well up and cry, although he didn't want to show it. He said he felt like this whole Chick-fil-A thing was a slap in his face and that he was being hated. I told him that God had nothing but love for him and the restaurant did not hate him either, and neither did I. I started to pray over him and was getting ready to get out of line to get him something to eat or drink when somewhere else, since I had a little while left before I could even order. Before I could do that, though, this lovely young couple that just received their order was leaving the restaurant, saw him crying on the ground. They came up and asked if he was okay, and I told him that he hadn't eaten all day. They said they have an extra sandwich, and I let them know that he didn't support Chick-fil-A, but he stopped me and apologized and said, "You know what? I've been standing around criticizing people as they came out all day, but you've all been nothing but the nicest people. I appreciate it so much, and as patient as you've been with me, I need to be tolerant of Chick-fil-A's beliefs as well as mine."
That's amazing.
They've done nothing wrong. He agreed to eat the sandwich, and he actually prayed with us. He decided to stick with me and my husband, and he ordered a drink and thanked the staff personally inside the Chick-fil-A. God is good. Tall heart, drunk kids. Static Radio, good morning. Those guys brought to us by Steven.
Yes.
Who will be joining us coming up in about an hour from now.
Ish, yeah.
Ish. Cover to cover coming up at 9 a.m. and we will be doing the latest from Anchor and Braille.
The Quiet Life.
Yes. Have you heard it?
Yes.
It's quite brilliant.
Yeah. I have it on repeat.
Yeah, so if you have not heard the new Anchor and Braille yet, you're in for a treat, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Cover to cover in its entirety. We'll be playing that, and Steven will be joining us a little later.
So exciting.
Yeah. So we were talking about this whole Chick-fil-A thing.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the protests and everything that's happened and some of the interesting stories about that.
Interesting-er.
It's been cool because the stories that we've been getting, you know, we've gotten to see some Christians shining, which
that's
is cool.
That's exciting.
I just read the story in Fox News, and kind of interesting. Gang member turned pastor.
Ooh.
Yeah, Michael Salmon found himself behind bars after holding a Bible study at his house. Authorities,
that's weird.
Yeah, authorities say Salmon violated zoning laws. This is what they used.
Zoning laws?
Zoning laws, and thus his probation. When he gathered some.
People.
80 people.
Oh.
He has a 4-acre home, but the Phoenix man and his family are, of course, crying foul, saying his constitutional rights have been violated. Quote, "Christians deserve the right to gather at their homes privately, just like every other American has the right to gather for their reasons. The city says religion has nothing to do with it. Rather, that his home did not meet proper construction and fire safety codes to accommodate so many people."
That is so weird.
Yeah, Salmon is now being held in the state's infamous Tent City Jail, which has been housing prisoners in outdoor facilities due to overpopulation. But Salmon isn't letting his charges get him down. I love this. He's now currently holding a Bible study inside the prison.
Hey.
With about 30 inmates now attending. And his lawyer says that if given the chance, he's, quote, "I'm sure he'd do it all over again." So it's just another story of,
Is he going through Romans?
Not allowing your circumstances to get you down, which has been pretty incredible. This morning we've heard from different people, one person at Chick-fil-A, just loving on one of the protesters, as well as this video that made national news.
Went viral.
Yeah. I have not seen said video myself. I guess I need to.
It's pretty interesting. It won't get you like really upset or anything, just because you can scroll down and read the comments and they're all like bashing the dude that made the video. It's crazy.
I don't understand why you would ever think it's okay to berate a teenager at a drive-thru and record it.
She's just making her pay. Like, she's just making money. That's
doing
all she's
job.
Doing. Yeah.
Doing her job. If you have not heard the story, a gentleman Drove through the line at a Chick-fil-A this last weekend, and basically he ordered water because he didn't want to have to support.
It was free, and he thought that maybe that was taking a few cents away from the company.
Yeah, because they had to pay for the cup. And then he went off, yelled at this teenage girl, who apparently was really genuine and really kind to him,
yeah.
even though he just kept yelling and whatevering at her.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that he posted this video. His job, his employer saw it, and they fired him.
Yeah, he was the CFO of a medical supplier. So.
And now he's gone.
And now he's not the CFO.
Jobless
anymore.
Because he decided to make sure everybody knew where he stood. And
everyone knows.
Started screaming. Yeah, everyone definitely knows. And he's got plenty of time on his hands to write a memoir about it because he has no job now.
Exactly. And he's not he's not gay. He said that he was heterosexual. That
there's no gay in him.
That's what he said. Yeah, that was his quote. And so.
Brand new music from Future Forestry. Song called Chariots. Good morning.
Hello.
7:45 now on your Monday. Don't forget, coming up at 9:00, cover to cover. Gonna play a record in its entirety. And today we are playing. There you go.
It's me.
Anchor and Braille. So we talk about this pretty much every single day because it's going on right now. What am I talking about, Mitch?
The Olympics.
Oh, yes, I am. And good morning. Welcome to your Olympic update. Kim Collins. He's a 36-year-old sprinter who's been representing St. Kitts and Nevis.
Cool.
At the Olympics since 96. That's a two-island country in the Caribbean.
Okay, good.
Or Caribbean, depending on how you say it.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Caribbean.
Near Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. I've never been there.
Yes. Caribbean. Yes. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Caribbean.
So Caribbean.
Yeah. We're so American.
Yep. He carried the St. Kitts and Nevis flag during the opening ceremonies, but he will not be competing in his fifth Olympics after all. Are you ready for this, wife?
Wife?
Yeah, because you're a wife.
Oh, okay. What? Okay, yeah.
He got sent home on Saturday because he left the Olympic Village to stay with his wife in a hotel.
Aww.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to leave the Olympic Village?
Apparently not allowed to leave the Olympic Village. And team officials say he violated the rules by leaving said village. Quote, he went missing. Missed practices, didn't return messages.
Oh, that's an issue.
So they pulled him from his events.
That's an issue.
Kim was supposed to compete in the 100-meter, 200-meter, and the 4x100-meter relay. He said the team wouldn't let him visit his wife, even though she's his coach.
Oh, what?
So he went to see her.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he ripped the decision on Facebook saying, quote, hours before my fifth 100-meter Olympic race, I now find out I can't run all because I was in a hotel with my wife / coach. Really? Are you freaking kidding me? And then there's about 9 exclamation points. End quote. On Twitter, Kim said, quote, that's the last time I represent my country. Even men in prison get their wives to visit.
Wow.
Yeah. Team officials said they will have an investigation after the Olympics.
Oh, of course, when it doesn't matter anymore.
To quote, find out perhaps what was really going on, but yes, an Olympian sent home.
He shouldn't have left the village, but it's messed
up. For loving his wife.
That's his coach, too.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Yeah, the question is, what do you think? Should they have booted him? I mean, they obviously did.
Yeah, I don't think they should have.
That's his coach.
That's
where it's different for me.
It's his coach as well, but he was missing practices.
Yeah, but if he's missing practices to see his coach?
His wife.
Who's his coach?
Yeah.
I'm sure they were just training.
Of course.
I'm sure they're just preparing.
Yeah. Working out.
Oh. Really?
It went there.
Yeah. Kim Collins. Is a dude, by the way.
Yes.
You have this issue.
I do.
Your husband, Kelly.
My husband's name is...
Kelly and Mitch.
Kelly.
And the boy is Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. It's always interesting.
Yeah.
Always interesting going to the bank. So you're Kelly? No.
No, I'm Mitch.
Yeah.
Although, isn't it Michelle everywhere else?
I don't want to talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's so, but I'm still called Kelly.
So it's even worse because everywhere else it's Kelly and Michelle.
Yeah, and so I have to quickly explain so that Kelly is my husband.
Yeah, obviously at Chick-fil-A on Friday.
Oh, no you did not. No, you did not. I can't even look at you.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or of course 505-338-3700, the phone number. Kim Collins, 36-year-old sprinter, sent home because he wanted to kick it with his wife. He was with her in a hotel, even though she's his coach. He was asked not to visit his wife. He went anyways, and now he's booted from the Olympic race.
Did he have like another coach? I guess you don't know that information.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's annoying.
I mean, that's his coach. He says, my coach, my wife, coach wife. My wife is my life coach. She helps me.
Yeah.
In life.
Through your life.
Don't wear that. Are you kidding me?
I like that.
Yeah.
That's really helpful, actually.
Yesterday we went shopping.
Yeah?
Yeah. I actually went shopping.
You went shopping?
I was there.
And?
I took
part. Grocery shopping?
No. Like shopping. That's why I have this.
I was going to say, nice hat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She mostly picked it. I wanted like a cool hat that doesn't look like every other hat. Obviously, I cannot get a straight bill hat because they look stupid. Sorry, guys. They do. It's like the trend, though, right now. So that's pretty much all you can get everywhere now is those straight bill hats.
Yeah, but you're keeping it real.
I always wear like different styles.
Yeah.
So this was one that I wasn't sure of, and she said, no.
It looks good.
No, that's the one.
I like the color.
Ah! Yeah, see, they had the other one, and it had, like, white on it as well.
Nah.
And that's exactly what she did. So I said, okay, life coach. You keep me hip and young and cool.
She does.
Yes. And then we went to maternity stores.
And you kept her hip and young and
Actually,
cool?
Actually, I feel like I did, yes.
Okay.
So I was like, no! I don't care if you're pregnant. That's terrible. That's awful. Most pregnant clothes, let's be honest. It's pretty terrible.
I don't know. I've never had to wear them or go shopping for them.
I think it's getting cooler, but yeah. No.
Did you say they're huge?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
But I meant, it's not what I meant. I mean, it is what I meant, sort of. They're just really baggy and sloppy looking.
Yeah. That's what I don't like about them. But I also would prefer that over the, look, here's every bit of me. Like where it's like clinging to your body.
Yeah, that's what she says too. And I'm like, yeah, but it's just, you know.
It's so weird.
So spandex tank tops, that's all I would let her get.
Oh, I'm just my kidding. God. I was so afraid for a second because you said that like.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Yes, I am.
I was, however, shocked by some of the things at the pregnant lady store. Like, wow, okay.
I can't wait for those maternity pants because it's like half pants and then the rest is like the
big old spandex.
Band. Yes. I'm so excited
really?
For those.
Yeah. Definitely different, that's for sure.
I hear they're comfortable even if you're not pregnant, so yep. I might just go pick me up a pair.
Oh, yeah, that's what Kelly wants to hear because that's just so attractive when you're not pregnant and you have spandexy pregnant pants on.
Oh, it's so funny.
Really?
I just hear they're really comfortable if you're not pregnant. So
yeah.
I know from people who work at baby stores and they sell those pants and they're like, yeah, I just kind of buy these and they're so comfortable.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Steven from Anchor and Braille /Amberlin going to be joining us and we're going to be playing their latest record, Cover to Cover.
Yes.
Front to back in its entirety. We got to take a quick break, but coming right back, the Apple Tree Experience, which sadly you can only hear here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of broke up, no longer around, and you can't find their music anywhere.
Say, aren't they kind of, they're like 2006, right?
Makes me sad. Yeah.
Yeah, 2006?
Something like that.
I don't know, but they're really good.
They're so 2000.
They're so 2000 before something. 10.
Yeah, I don't know. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And we have that next.
Good.
Steve O'Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Ready. That's a jam right there.
It is. You were jamming out to that.
It's a good jam right there.
Jammy jam.
I was ready to jam. I was going for the jam.
You were ready to jam?
I was ready. I was ready.
And you're an adult.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
You were ready.
I was ready. I was ready for anything. Good morning. Nice. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey, this is a good song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Okay, so this morning, we are going to have Stephen Christian from Anchor and Braille on the show. Did you post that?
I did post that.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I am too.
The coffee kicked too. In, I think.
Good.
I'm trying to calm myself down a little bit.
Go take a lap.
So this last weekend, I did the deed. I did the task. It's called shopping with your wife.
Oh, good.
And it's hard to do.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Got to be honest.
You did it. I saw a cool picture of her at like a grower's market. That was cool.
Yeah, we went to the Corrales Grower's Market.
That's exciting.
Her vocal coach from when she was a child founded the Grower's Market in Corrales.
That's cool.
So she saw her and she her vocal coach is older. Spitfire of a lady still.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Like
yeah.
Spitfire, like she's got some...
She's got some spunk.
Some sass.
Some pizzazz.
That's cool. That was my middle school show choir.
What?
Pizzazz.
Pizzazz? Oh,
I was
man.
In pizzazz in seventh grade.
Sounds like a really crappy hairspray.
No, dude. We were awesome. First place. Thank you.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. First place out of one.
All the middle schools.
All the middle schools in Moriarty.
Mexico. In New Mexico. Hey! We were good.
Speaking of Moriarty, we will be there Wednesday afternoon.
Hey.
Noon to 1 on the corner of Eunice and 66th, the stoplight.
Yes.
So.
The one and only.
We'll be hanging out there, broadcasting live. We've got decals. We're going to have some t-shirts, some CDs to give away. Good times.
Yeah. Come
Should
visit
be
us.
Fun.
Yeah, the tumbleweed will be there.
Yeah.
Get it? Because it's Moriarty and there's a tumbleweed. There's
yeah.
lots of tumbleweeds out there.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited. Visiting my old stomping ground where I grew up.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a while.
Old stomping ground.
Yes.
You're going to go back to... You haven't been... When was the last time you went to Moriarty?
Probably around 3 years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah. Homeward.
Destination.
Thank you. I don't know if I want to go through this. I don't think...
I said shh!
Suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound. I wish I...
Are you excited?
Now that you've relived this.
Homeward bound.
You're going home!
I don't call that home.
What are you talking about?
I mean...
Dude, this is home.
Home.
Oh my god.
It's home.
Silently for me.
I'm... mostly afraid that you know every word.
It's Simon and Garfunkel.
I know, I just haven't...
So you're going home.
I'm back to where
going
I used
home.
To live. But I don't know if I call it home anymore.
Well, no, this is home.
This is home.
Home is where the heart is, obviously.
Obviously.
My grandma told me that. Actually, there was probably like a sign somewhere.
In her house that said that next to like spoons and forks hanging on
yes.
the wall. Because that's... what I'm imagining.
So it's just been like reunion time. My wife's
yeah.
our old vocal coach. You're going back to your old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Apparently it wasn't when she was a child.
Oh. It was just when she was...
younger?
Younger.
Sorry.
Because you take voice lessons as an adult as well.
I don't know. We're trying to get my children voice lessons. They're like 6 and 8.
Oh, it's perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
Great time
so
for
it's
them
like,
to start learning.
I assumed.
That's going to be cool.
I made an assumption.
I need to... No, that
Too
does.
Many umptions. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, I want to take voice lessons again.
Yeah?
I miss voice lessons. They were so fun.
I never took voice lessons. I don't know if you could tell or not. I'm a natural. Watch, check this out. Homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound.
I'm going to cry.
Home. Home.
My music's-
no?
I'm going to cry.
So,
I'm near tears.
Mitch is homeward bound, and we will be in her old home.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. From noon to 1, we'll be broadcasting live on the corner of 66 and Eunice.
Yes.
The Route 66.
The one and only Route 66.
And the one and only stop light and stuff.
On yeah. that street.
Yeah.
On 60s. On, yeah. I guess it's not the only one stoplight on 66, but...
No, in Moriarty.
In Moriarty.
So, yeah, we'll be hanging out in Moriarty, noon to one, corner of Eunice and 66. You cannot miss the static van because it's one of four cars in Moriarty. So,
no, there's a lot more cars.
Come join us.
Ours might be.
Yeah, most of them are just on lawns.
They don't have lawns in Moriarty.
I've never been to Moriarty.
They don't have lawns in Moriarty. We have acres and acres of weeds and dirt.
So, yeah, we'll be hanging out there. Good times to be had by all. Speaking of good times, I mentioned a minute ago, yes, weekend of shopping.
Yes.
We went to the grower's market. I went to the mall. And not just any mall. What I consider the mall when it comes to ghetto-ness.
I know, right? Right.
We went to Coronado. I mean, you know it's bad when that mall has its own, like, names for things. Like Coronado Mall Walking.
That's
where, like,
the mall walk.
The dude walks behind the girl with, like, his hands in her pockets.
Yeah.
That's the Coronado Mall Walk.
Yeah,
that's the mall we went to. Okay, so if it gives you an idea of where we were.
I want to cry for
you. I wanted to get a hat, but, like, a cool hat.
I almost said the name of the store you should have went to, but I didn't.
No. But unfortunately, straight build caps abound everywhere now.
Yeah, so you can pretty much get what you got at the gas station.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
That's cool, bro. They are. I'm saying they're cool, but they really don't sell them in many places because everyone just has the flat, like, I don't know. What the heck is that?
I don't know. Thieb says straight build caps with the sticker still on them, quickly becoming the new V-neck.
Okay, my brother's been wearing the straight build hat with the sticker still on it since like 2004. My younger brother.
Yeah. He's just ahead of the times, apparently, because now everyone.
I saw
chicks at the mall yesterday sporting that.
But you know what I do like?
Right on.
I do like the big shoes with like the high top and they're kind of like
that's
bigger.
That's huge now, apparently.
I love that. I think that looks cool. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I think
it doesn't.
I like it.
You also are a fan of So You Think You Can Dance. So
dance,
if that
dance,
says anything. Dance, what? Dance. Oh, yeah.
This is good stuff.
Bring it back. Straight bill caps, y'all.
Stop it.
With the stick still on them. That's kind of huge right now. I'm not a fan. Thebes in California says, especially the ears tucked underneath. And then he has one of my favorite quotes in the universe. Can you try any harder? Who was I? Chandler from Friends. Come on.
Okay, well, you didn't do a good job.
I don't like it.
Because I watched Friends.
Yeah.
I watched Friends a lot.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Of course, 505-338-3700. What trend is driving you crazy?
Could you say that any faster?
Could you say it any faster?
Chandler from Friends.
Thank you. Right there. 505-338-3700. I think that's my number one least favorite trend right now
least
is the straight
trend.
Build, crooked, sticker still on it. It's like, oh, did they steal that? Because they still haven't taken the tags off. Or are they planning on returning that in a week and a half? Like, what's the deal? Why do they keep the tags on them?
I love magazines. I love reading magazines. I love looking at fashion. I'm not like really like fashion forward.
Hey, no, right, obviously.
Hey, shut your face.
Right.
But this is because I don't have the guts to go out and wear some of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
The thing that I hate that I'm seeing a lot of like movie stars wear and models. Well, I don't know if they're wearing anything, actually. So, like, I guess what's in now is the chest bone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I see your belly button, but you have a shirt on, so
right.
This is weird. Like,
but not from
deep,
the bottom?
Deep V. Yeah.
Not the midriff cutoff.
It's just like going under, like.
Deep V. Yeah,
so, like, the thing is, like, their chest bone, and I don't understand, like.
Didn't J-Lo do that, like, years and years ago, and everybody's like, gross!
Yeah, she's probably still doing that.
Yeah.
And
now everybody loves it.
Yeah, I don't understand, so that bothers me, but I had a conversation with a few people yesterday about fashion, and I think fashion is just whatever makes you comfortable, makes you, what you want to wear, and what you're comfortable.
Until you go out in public, and then people go, dude, no. No.
Well, I think it's
judge you.
There's a heart issue where you're supposed to be modest as well.
Truth. Very much so. Again, I was at the mall yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy. And it was tax-free weekend, which was stupid.
Yeah. Good job. You saved $2.
Yeah. We didn't think about it. We didn't realize it was tax-free weekend. So we showed up and it was like, what is happening?
It's a subliminal messaging.
Everyone was at the mall.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And you know what's the worst? For like, I just want to yell at girls when I'm upstairs and I can look down and just see like straight down some girl's shirt. I'm like, really?
Hey,
I can see. pull up your shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so, it's pretty awful.
Yeah. I was wondering why there were like 12-year-old boys lining all the railings.
Stop it. There's the usual construction, Wyoming, at San Pedro and San Antonio and Paseo. There's also road construction. The left lane is closed. Manal between Wyoming and Eubank. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Got some need to breathe for you right now.
For real.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. General Ghost, get me to the waves now. 8:25. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey, what's up?
You know, chilling, getting ready for the big interview.
Yeah?
We actually got an interview coming up.
We do.
Stephen Christian from Anchor and Braille in Amberlin.
Yes.
I'm excited.
He's your one of your best friends.
One of my besties.
Your best biffles.
What's a biffle?
Best friends for life.
Oh, wow. Really?
Biffle.
A biffle?
You're biffle.
I would never say that. One, because we're grown men. Two, because...
Whatever, you have a...
We're grown men.
Bromance. Yeah. Biffle.
A biffle. Okay.
You're biffle.
There you go. There you go.
What?
505-338-3700, the phone number. Of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I feel like I need to start slowing down the number again.
338-3700, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Yeah. So apparently I need to apologize.
Why?
It's Monday.
It is.
And I can be poor for your health.
You can be poor for my health?
Mondays, apparently, if you have a bad boss, a mean boss, or an incompetent boss, can actually be bad for your health.
Okay, so you're not mean.
No.
You're not bad.
Am I incompetent?
So you must be incompetent.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Psychologist Robert Hogan, he's an expert on personality assessments, says, I've seen them all. Quote, every employed adult reports some significant time working for an intolerable boss. And those employees that try to defend themselves are gone.
Ooh.
Yeah. 75% of working adults say the worst aspect of their job, the most stressful aspect of their job. I mean, take a wild guess.
Their boss.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the most stressful aspect about my job is trying to get my boss to listen to me.
What?
My point exactly.
Bad managers create enormous health costs and are a major source of misery for many people. He says a major cause of stress in modern life is bad management, because stress negatively affects the immune system and health. His firm, based out of Tulsa, helps large companies determine which individuals to hire for top-level management positions or to coach existing managers. Hmm. So apparently management has a lot to do with your health. So if you're stressed out, stomach in knots, tired all the time, maybe you should look at your direct supervisor.
And blame them.
Blame
completely.
Them. You're the reason I'm not getting any sleep.
So when you go into work today and you're upset, you have every right to yell at your boss. And just kidding.
So let's be honest. You woke up really late this morning.
I did.
Sleep well.
2 minutes before I was supposed to be here.
It was
here.
Like crazy. Ah, I got to get there. Did I have anything to do with that?
No. No.
Your direct supervisor.
No.
No?
I mean, maybe I was stressed out last night because I was like, oh no, I don't know how the show is going to go tomorrow, and I don't know if I'm going to wake up and then be in a good mood because Steve-O's going to be in a terrible mood.
Oh,
and
wow. Okay.
No, no, you didn't have anything to do with why I woke up late.
So we're good.
We're good.
All right. Makes me happy.
Yeah.
Means I'm not as terrible as I think I am. Or you guys just haven't caught on yet.
Yeah, that's probably the latter.
So apparently, if you have a bad boss, chances are, get a new job. Because unfortunately, according to this study, those who have spoken out and told their management, hey, you suck, 9 times out of 10 are fired.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
But then again, if you have a terrible boss, it sometimes makes for a really, really good TV show.
True.
Yeah. And if that boss leaves and they get a new boss, that also makes for a decent TV show.
Sadly, Mitch, this is the real world.
This isn't a reality TV show.
Reality TV show.
Yeah, The Office is a reality TV show. Michael Scott's a real human.
It's real.
It's real.
I know.
Okay, good.
So I'm saying.
Just want to make sure you understood.
It's great TV.
Yeah.
So.
Terrible, terrible boss.
But great TV.
Yeah.
Hardcore parkour.
I have no words of encouragement for people who have a terrible boss, other than just get out while you can.
Yeah. You know
Truthfully.
What? Truthfully. I'm giving my 2 weeks today.
Wow. Just kidding. Sweet. So we will be auditioning for a brand new co-host. It's Steve Owen. Question mark? I don't know. Coming up at 9 o'clock, cover to cover with Anchor and Braille.
Yes.
Going to have Stephen Christian from Amberlin and Anchor and Braille hanging out on the show with us here in just a few moments.
Ah.
We'll be calling him up, actually.
Sounds good.
Spend some time, see what he's up to. Right now, we got some Amberlin for you. A song called The Resistance. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. All my tears. Welcome to Static Radio.
Hey.
Steve and Mitch.
What's up?
Hanging with you. It is Monday. We are 20 minutes away from cover to cover with Anchor and Braille. And Stephen Christian going to be joining us for that.
Shortly.
Hey, if you want to ask him something, get in at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What would you like to ask Stephen? We'll do a listener lightning round.
Yeah.
Why not? We got 20 minutes till that interview. So, yeah. Let us know what you would like to say to that man. I've got plenty. Plenty!
Plenty of things to say to him.
So, Monday, it's your short day.
Yes.
You get to go home.
I'm going to go home.
Yeah?
I'm gonna take a little nappy nap.
Yeah?
Nap time. And then get up and clean!
Ugh.
Yay! No, I need to. I didn't have time over the weekend because I had fun this weekend.
Yeah.
I got to go and do announcements for all of Calvary, so that was fun. Except I was Michelle. I wasn't Mitch.
Okay.
It was confusing.
Yeah.
To me. Like, who am
You're
I?
Like, who's Michelle?
I
was with family this weekend, and Steven was the name all weekend.
You're like,
okay.
Hey.
Hi.
That's, see.
Steven.
You're in my phone as Steven.
It's just hilarious.
But I feel like Steven is not catching on.
No, it's not.
So is Steve-O.
My family, if you're with my family.
It's Steven.
It's Steven. Everyone calls me Steven.
If you see,
it's weird.
If you're
me.
With my family, it's Shell.
Shell?
Shell.
It's weird.
I know.
Steven with Shell.
Steven and Shell.
We could have gotten a pretty good sponsorship out of that. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. What's wrong with me?
Okay, hey, when you get home and you're cleaning today.
Yeah.
If you see a random banana in the bathroom, don't pick it up.
Why?
So a woman left in shock when she discovered that what she thought was a banana in her bathroom was actually a 4-foot-long boa constrictor.
How do you mistake that it's a banana?
Right?
No.
Stacy Way, she's 28 years old. She was cleaning the bathroom floor when she noticed a yellow object next to the water pipe. She assumed it was a banana her toddler had shoved down the side and went to fetch her gloves to pick it up, but forgot all about it. So a few days later, she was bathing her two daughters, wiped the floor again, when suddenly she saw the object move.
Oh, the banana's moving. Oh, let me go get my gloves.
On closer inspection, she realized that the quote-unquote banana actually had a mouth and that it was a snake.
Bananas in pajamas.
Yeah.
You remember that song?
No.
Oh.
Bananas in pajamas?
Are coming down the stairs. It was a little kid show. I wasn't a little kid when
it was called Bananas in Pajamas?
Yeah.
Wait, were they bananas in pajamas?
Yeah.
Oh, I totally remember that show.
No, you don't.
No, I don't at all. But I'm sure.
That's funny.
Did they have they had blue and white striped pajamas?
Yes.
I do remember that now. I have children. Wow. Makes me sad.
Don't even say you have children, so that's why you know about it.
It was like stop motion bananas in pajamas.
And
I would never watch that show.
It was like at least 8 years ago.
Yeah.
When your kid was like just born.
Yeah. Those were like the little kid things that he did when they're like very tiny and miniature and they just.
What are you doing this for?
Because you don't know what to do with them. So you're like, hey, look at the magical moving screen. Baby Einstein. You ever seen those?
Yeah, I have.
All the creepy, like.
What's weird about Baby Einstein is I get sucked into that. I'm like, whoa.
That's because somebody on drugs created them. because there's no purpose or depth to it. It's literally like babies in space.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're like, what is happening? But
yeah.
our Jack was mystified.
Yes.
By the magical moving things on the screen.
Well, made him really smart.
Yeah. Baby Einstein.
Yeah.
You know what? He did rock Baby Einstein. Luke did not. Luke plays football.
Yeah, but Luke is tough.
Luke's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Football season right around the corner, actually. Upward. It's Christian League.
Oh.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be talking to those guys coming up, actually.
That's cool.
Yeah. I love it. Anyways, back to the story.
Sorry.
Banana's in the bathroom. So horrified, this mom grabbed her children, 2 and 4, out of the bath, called a friend who arrived with the box. They went to a nearby reptile center to ask for help, but they were forced to call the RSPCA.
I wish
they put that on here because they don't put that on the story.
RSPCA.
The Rodent Specialist Patrol of California, America.
America?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. That's it. RSPCA.
So do you want to just RSP? No, we should definitely include California. RSPC. Okay, cool. Wait, people don't know where California is. So RSPCA.
Yeah, I don't know.
America?
Apparently this thing was like half in a crazy pipe in the wall and all this. So that's why she didn't notice. That's why it looked like a banana because it was a piece of a snake.
Oh, so it was like slithering through her walls.
Yeah, so.
That's not scary.
Yeah. The RSPCA told them the floorboards would need to be removed to rescue the beast, but the property was rented, so they advised her to leave a tub of water on the bathroom floor to entice the snake out.
Okay, that is okay. I want to try this.
Okay.
Is it this one?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not. Is it there?
What are you looking for?
Harry Potter. This is a movie.
Oh, here.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead and tell a story.
Okay.
Because Chamber of Secrets, this is what happens in Chamber of Secrets.
Wow.
There's water and there's a snake going through the wall.
I quit. So the property rented can't, rip up the baseboards. So leave a tub full of water on the bathroom floor. And apparently, snakes are enticed by water. A few hours later, the creature had fully emerged and the reptile was able to collect it from her home. That's creepy.
And they said that they couldn't. Good thing they didn't look it in the eye, because then they would have frozen wherever they were.
I thought that was Medusa.
No, this is,
if you look at Medusa and her snake head, then you turn to stone.
The basilisk. You don't turn to stone.
You turn to stone if you look at Medusa.
Medusa.
That's why you don't look Medusa in the eyes.
Right. I've never done that.
That's why you carry a mirror with you everywhere you go,
right.
So that if she tries to look at you, you show her her reflection, and then she turns to stone.
Well, this
trust
is,
me.
Well,
that's why I carry a mirror with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because this is what
that
they
and
had
my
to
beard.
Do.
Because I love it.
Oh, my gosh. It was so weird.
Stacy said, I was wiping the bathroom floor when I noticed what I thought was a moldy banana. Turns out, it's a snake. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I thought, I'll get that later. I can't believe she waited 3 days.
To get the banana.
To get the 4-foot-long boa constrictor.
But she thought it was a banana, so, like, it had to have popped up in her mind at least once.
Poor thing, dude. She says she's traumatized because she thinks she's seeing snakes everywhere, even though they filled up all the holes in her home. She says, I don't mind snakes from a distance, but not in my bathroom. End quote.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is just, I saw this movie.
What? Yeah. Really?
It took, yeah. Dude, it hurt a lot of people.
What?
The bass Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, my gosh.
Because snake was in the wall. Only Harry could hear because he spoke parcel tongue.
Wow.
And everyone was like, what's she talking about? And then,
yeah, that's what I was about to say right now. What's she talking about?
Keep going. That's what happened to this girl. It was, they don't know. It was not just a normal snake. It's a basilisk.
Are you finished?
Yes, I am. I guess I can be finished.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Steven. From Anchor and Braille to save us from this horrible nightmare known as The Morning Show.
What? What? So many people appreciate me because I caught on that that's a basilisk and not a snake.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio if you would like to ask Steven a question. And coming right back, we'll get to that conversation. And of course, 9 a.m., we're going to hit you with the brand new Anchor and Braille cover to cover.
Yep.
So stick around. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
In the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it?
You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
All right, welcome back. Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hanging with you. Monday morning, 8:50 now, and we promise you, being that it's Monday, cover to cover, Anchor and Braille, the quiet life, the life of quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And joining us, actually, to premiere said album, Stephen Christian, frontman of Anchor and Braille and Band. Hello.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Guys, calm down.
I can't believe you're actually on the phone right now.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd kiss the phone.
Ew.
That's sacred.
Gross, dude, because we talked to you through the microphone, and you've smelt these microphones. That's
disgusting. No, I'm
disgusting.
Not doing that.
They do. Yeah. They do. I have noticed that the hygiene, I'm wondering, like, is it so early that they can't brush their teeth?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the first question that when I was on the front of the microphone, I'm like, wow, these people don't brush their teeth.
True story.
Gross.
So, true
yep.
story. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm incredible, man. I am back in Nashville, Tennessee after a quick tour with Anchor and Braille.
That's right. Quick yeah. tour with Anchor and Braille. And now what are you doing? Gearing up for some Amberlin record to come out in October? You got a lot going
yeah.
on right now.
Yeah. I head off to Brazil in a few weeks and then Australia. Then for the release date, I'll be in the UK. We come back for a November tour with, I presume, we're going to hit Albuquerque. And then December's more shows, and January is Ink Braille, and then February back out with Amberlin in the U.S. So should be a busy time, but I'm drinking a lot of coffee, staying healthy, you know.
Dude, we were just this last Thursday hanging out with Ethan and the guys from Reliant K, and I think Hoops said it best. You have life ADD. you cannot sit still for longer than 7 seconds.
And someone who I noticed this. I noticed this while you were here. You didn't really sit down a whole lot.
No. You were just go.
I don't. Why sit down? You know, I figure we're all going to sleep when we die. So, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and just, you know, I'm going to jog while I'm smoking.
Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
So we got a bunch of questions from listeners. We call it the listener lightning round. You know it.
Yes.
So we're going to hit you with
that. I don't know it. I've never even heard that.
Are you ready?
Did you guys just come up with that?
What? We did that when you were here.
No, I never did a listener's lightning round.
Did we never? I guess it's because we were too busy being into us to interview anyone else.
I know.
So
we usually put the interview, like, we usually put the interviewee on hold and we just talked about them. And
true.
True. That was basically it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a bunch of questions from listeners.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Remember Creepy Caleb? Creepy Caleb sent in one.
Oh, who could forget? Where would I put the dead body? Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
I didn't even have to ask you.
Because that's his question.
I put it on my front door. I put it on my hood as a hood ornament. You know, people put the sparkly wreaths around Christmas time. I just put the dead body in the front of my car and drive around.
Oh, you know how people have, like, the leg?
People would immediately get out of my way. This is the last guy that ticked me off in traffic. Who's next? That's what my bumper sticker would read.
Amazing.
It's like the leg for Halloween. It's always sticking out of the trunk. You could have that, but it's like...
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
there you go.
Not just the leg, it's the whole body.
There you go.
The whole body.
Yeah.
Might as well.
No?
How funny is that, that we didn't even have to ask the question?
That's awesome.
Like okay.
So that was question one. Question two. God tells you to learn a mixed martial art. What do you choose and why?
Ooh, good one. God told me to do. Oh, man, that's good. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just really going to have to search my soul. I think I would do, Well, I would have to say, is mixed martial art a martial art?
I don't know.
I thought
person,
MMA was just all-encompassing, like they take everything. It's like
So if it has to take everything, I would take jiu-jitsu because, you know, it doesn't matter what the size of the guy that you're going up against. I feel like jiu-jitsu, you know, you can basically take anybody down.
Truth.
Okay, cool.
I like that. All right. Claudia.
She says, is there an upcoming Europe tour for Amberlin and Anchor and Braille? Or?
Tour?
Europe tour.
In Europe.
Europe tour.
Yeah.
I thought Claudia was in Australia. What's she doing in Europe? it's so funny that I know your audience. Europe. Well, we're coming to the UK October, I want to say like October 10th through the 20th. So we'll be there and then hopefully back there in March.
Nah. There you go.
Yes.
Should I just go to Jessica?
No, I like Thebes.
Thebes, he says.
And there it is. Anchor and Braille, cover to cover. The Quiet Life. If you miss the interview with Stephen, we will have it posted because it was hilarious.
It was.
Yeah, so that's it for us.
That was it.
That is it.
No better way to end.
Yeah. Anchor and Braille, The Quiet Life, and cover to cover. I'm excited. Talking to Stephen this morning, sounds like we're going to have the new Amberlynn very, very soon. I promise you, you're going to lose your mind over...
The single?
Over
the first single.
Oh, yes.
Man. Gary, are we allowed to say what it's called?
Yeah.
What is it called?
He said what it was called.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Record's called Vital. Releases October 16th.
Okay.
Which just so happens to be two of my favorite people in the universe's birthday.
Your kid?
My son, Jack, yes. And Ethan.
Oh!
Ethan Luck.
How fun.
They share a birthday.
How fun.
So they're like bros.
They're, you know.
It's great.
That's good.
So that's it for us. We're out. We'll see you guys again mañana for New Music Tuesday. Pastor Scott Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff.
Got some stuff going on tomorrow.
Yeah, it's Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
We'll see you later.
Peace.